You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
Hello, welcome to Wavelength, bringing you the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. I'm your host, Afneer Thing. This week, joining me on the show, I have Young, Sean and Aaron from the band Baby Chair. They've dropped their excellent debut album called Summertime not too long ago. I'll be speaking to the trio to find out more about the band. That's coming right after a couple of tunes. I'm going to kick off the show with something from the new Ginger Root EP. The EP is called City Slicker, one that's definitely influenced by city pop. Check it out, Juban District from Ginger Root, right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
a brand new one from local band Alien Lipstick Fire with the track Any Other Way. The guys from Baby Chair, Sean Young and Aaron, will be joining me on the show right after this. Here's a track from their debut album. Here's Baby Chair with Losing My Mind. Welcome back to Wavelength, bringing you the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. I'm your host, Ofnir Ting. Right now, joining me on the show, I have the band Baby Chair. Rather mysterious band, Baby Chair. They're not revealing too much about themselves, but they're joining me on the show right now. Hey guys, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, we are Baby Chair. Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Yo.
I'm Young from Baby Chair, and I play the synthesizers and also do the lyrics part.
Yeah. I'm Aaron. I sort of a multi-instrumentalist, so drums, bass, guitars on the tracks, and the production part, the mixing part, mastering part is all done by me.
And hi, I'm Sean, and I do the lead sing and composing all the music, and also like some part of the lyrics. But yeah, but most done is like most lyrics is by Young.
It sounds like nobody in the band just does one thing. Everybody in the band is like, you know, wearing multiple hats, playing multiple instruments.
We both. I mean, three of us are sort of partly a music producers, so we almost do everything, including like during mixing, during songwriting, everything. We almost do everything together at the same time.
Yeah,
involved in all the different parts of the production.
This baby chair wouldn't happen if MCO didn't happen
in Malaysia. True. Because we were getting boring. We were getting too boring.
Yeah, it's true also.
It was like...
And actually, I have this idea like for a long time, and I just like told Gus Young, and I say like, hey, shall we do something else? Like, actually, we heard a lot of music that we like, and we can't do it, and no one did this kind of music in Malaysia. So why not? We just like, let's get it, you know, let's do it.
So it's an MCO band, huh? Didn't know.
Yeah, sort of.
First time I encountered Baby Chair, there's like an air of mystery around the band, right? Because you guys let the music do the talking first. What's the idea behind not revealing yourselves too soon and let the music do the talking?
Okay, first of all, because I also came up from a singing competition, which is Astro Star Quest in like 2014. And that is like kind of like commercial, like everyone, like last time what I do is we have to, even like Aaron and Young, they in like ATV, the competition, they have to do like the commercial stuff. Like we have to do the interview, we have to introduce ourselves, like the idol stuff, you know. But now what we are doing, like Baby Chair, for my like idea to try to show love, Baby Chair is like a mystery band. Like we don't want to show our face. We just want to let the music talk.
Not that we don't look good, because actually Sean is a pretty good looking guy, and I'm not sure why he's not showing his face now. But anyway, we are trying to say that we want to use this opportunity to show that we actually can produce really good music, and we don't want others to have this misconception that maybe people have seen our face before, because we are all from the Chinese music scene. But we wouldn't want people to think that, okay, these people are from the Chinese scene, and then now they are trying to do some English songs and then English music. We want them to feel that we are wannabes or something like that, you know. We want people to actually focus and listen to what we can do and what we are trying to project.
On our music, yeah.
There's once before Baby Chair happens, we always hang out in Young's place, and then we always listen to songs, very nice songs like Di Maria's, Manatras, Prep. So it has a lot of some retro elements in there, which we can't do a lot in music production scene, where we take jobs and people pay us to do, and we can't just, we want to put retro stuff into the song, so we can't just do that. So at that point, we hope to come up something with our own, and yeah, that's where Baby Chair happens. Sean is like in between of us, in between of me and Young. My influence is more on like the oldies, the real like retro stuff, like Stylistics. You name it lah, Earth, Wind and Fire, those kind. Those are still my favorite until today, because of during my primary school period, my mom used to, during her makeup before going to office work, she always plays Light FM, which plays all the like all this like Michael Jackson or all these Stylistics, this kind of songs. So I was so influenced by it, and I'm still even listening until today. So until Young introduced this kind of the other side of music to me, which is sort of a modern people doing retro stuff in a way. Yeah, so that get me into like listening more and more to those. So it's like mix and match. And Sean is like in between. Oh, I like this also, and I like that also. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Do you wanna come to me? I'm speaking to Sean, Young, and Aaron from the band Baby Chair. Heading to a short break. Right after this, we'll be continuing our conversation to learn about that whole retro sound that they were searching for. Right after this short break, I'll be playing a track from that Summertime album, so don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9. Share with Oh It's You, another one taken from their debut album Summertime. I'm having a chat with the trio right now, who's on the line with me, Sean, Young and Aaron, and they've been sharing more about achieving that particular retro sound.
It's a challenge for us also because we haven't even did once retro stuff before Baby Chair even started. We just love it, but we sort of didn't figure out how to do it and stuff. I mean, how to achieve all the sounds. So after like Baby Chair happens, then we spend a lot of money investing into some synthesizers, new guitars, buying a precision bass because it sounded retro.
Gotta have that Motown James Jamerson.
Yeah, exactly. Bands like Madman Atlas uses precision bass as well to get that kind of tone. So we spend a lot of money and a lot of time. And the first song, Call You, we actually experimented a lot because don't know where exactly we want to go on that song, because the band was so new that we don't know what we are doing. So we just experiment on all the recording styles, how to achieve that tone, how to achieve the retro kind of tone. Yeah, so that's what we are sort of doing during that time.
Yeah, because for rock music, for example, right, you can just use very loud distortion, very loud cymbals to make it a dynamic experience, right? But for the kind of music that you guys are trying to go for, it relies on very specific things. It's more of a mood. You know, you rely on the melodies, the beautiful chords and more. So I would think that it's a bit tougher to make, actually.
Yeah, it is. For Sean, because we are all like Chinese influence. I mean, like Chinese music, pop music influence. So it was so surprising to me and Yang when Sean actually came out with those melodies. It's like, wow. It's like, we don't have to change anything after he done the melody part. So we sort of just straight into the melody and just put the lyrics in, then that's it.
How fast do you guys work in the studio? Is it like a matter of days thing, or do you guys sit on a project for like months?
We work pretty quickly because we are all involved in most of the even after I write the lyrics, I'll show them and then they'll give their opinions on it, and then I will go on and amend it if there's something that they don't feel right. But usually, I think we have enough trust towards each other, so you just do what you can do, and then I'll just do what I can do, and then we will always give our opinions during the finalization.
And you guys work so well together that you just continue churning out songs. Is that why you guys released a full-length album first? Because, you know, other bands, they will start off with EP first, right? But you guys, single, and then straight up a full-length 10-track album. Is that the reason why?
Previously, we used to meet every week. I mean, once in every week. And then we sort of chill in the studio a bit, and then Young and Sean let us listen to like all sorts of new songs. I mean, nice songs. And then on that day, we'll just open our keyboard and guitars, and we try something out. And once we try that bit of stuff, and then we decided to do that genre, and then we continue to move on from there. So I think the fastest record is to finish one song in a day, I think. Yeah, that was the fastest one, including the recording the mixing. Yeah, that's about 1 to 2 days.
And that was before we can stay at his house until, you know, late night. Nowadays, we couldn't even meet up. So we are also actually doing online sessions for now.
This is what we can do right now.
Recently, we did came out a song featuring Violet Wattier. That time before this release, Sean has come to my place for recording before the real MCO.
A real lockdown.
Yeah, real lockdown. So we haven't been seeing each other for quite some time. So when Sean came to record, he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna cry. Oh, I finally can come to the studio and record." Yeah, we kind of miss those times, which is not that far apart.
You know, right, since Baby Chair is a band that was formed during MCO, have you guys performed any of the tracks together as a like live band before? Just among yourselves in a live band setting?
No.
Not yet, but we were planning to do so because we were actually planning to release these live sessions on YouTube. But we are still planning because we couldn't even meet up, you know. The setting up would be quite challenging if we were to do separately in our own place. So we figured that maybe we should wait until the lockdown and we would really quickly make it to Aaron's place, and then we would try to make something happen. Yeah, we were planning to do some live sessions too.
What about for music videos? You guys put out one music video so far for Call Me.
Yeah.
But any hints on any upcoming music videos from the album?
We are still in the discussion of how to actually executing the other ideas. So, but we'll be coming up with some new music videos soon. Not that soon, but we'll try our best. Because in these situations, we couldn't really record like, you know, outdoors or so.
Yeah.
It's kind of challenging for us.
I'm sure your fans will understand. I mean, we're all in the same situation. So for any listeners out there that really enjoy the band's music and would like to get more information about the band, where's the best place that we can go to?
Most content that we put out is on IG, which is the Instagram. I'm sure that soon we'll be putting up more different kind of contents. Maybe something that we shoot previously, and then also what we are working on. And I hope everyone can stay tuned on our IG. And a little hint about what we'll be going release. I hope as soon as possible, which is another collaboration with another band from after. This is a very interesting stuff, which is this band is a multicultural band. Because the members are all from different places. Most of them are from Costa Rica, I think. And But the lead singer is from France. He's from France. So we'll be collaborating with them pretty soon. Yeah, you guys just can stay tuned and just keep your eyes on our social media, which is mainly our IG, Baby Chair Music. Yeah, Baby Chair Music.
It's been great talking to you guys, and I really do hope to see that live session soon from the band. I'm pretty excited to hear all the new stuff from the band, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you.
Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for your invitation, bro.
More tracks heading your way right after our second break for this hour. But in the meantime, let's play another one from Baby Chair. This one's called Call You, right here on Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region right here on BFM 89.9.
Baby, do you wanna come with me? I just wanna be with you. I just wanna be with you. Sorry, do you wanna come to me? I just wanna lay with you. I just wanna lay with you. I just wanna call you. Do you have a minute? Do you have a minute? I just wanna be with you. I just wanna. I'm sorry. Do you wanna come to me? I just wanna lay with you. I just wanna lay with you.
Welcome back to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. You're still with me, Ofneel Ting. A couple more tracks to play for you before I close off the show and say goodbye. I have a track from Indonesian musician Rifal with Sir Keanu coming up. There's also the new one from Sunset Roller Coaster. But before that, let's play one from Korea, Baby from Adoy.
Sometimes I
listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9. Here comes the sun.
New one from Sunset Roller Coaster. That one's called Coffee's on Me. Just dropped not too long ago. Okay, approaching one last track before I say goodbye. Big thanks once again to Sean Young and Aaron from the band Baby Chair, my guest for the week. Do check out their excellent debut album. It's called Summertime, out now on all streaming platforms. Closing off the show, let's play one from Japanese singer. This one comes from the album Monochrome, all the way from the year 1980. It's by Minako Yoshida with Tornado. Closing off this week's show, as usual, you can revisit this episode on our website. Just head over to www.bfm.my, search for Wavelength. That's where you can get all our previous shows and get the full track list of all the songs we've been playing thus far. Okay, once again, Minako Yoshida with Tornado closing us off. Take care and stay safe. You've been locked in to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region with me, Ofnir Ting, on BFM 89.9.